I love that song. He's everything to me. And I'm going to testify that he is indeed everything to me. I am a happy child of God. I thank him for his great salvation. And if you do not have it, I recommend it.
Amen.
It's absolutely a wonderful way to live. And it's exciting at every turn.
Amen.
And if you trust the Lord and are faithful to him, it's a wonderful way.
Yes.
And I am a happy child of God. The message the Lord has given is a sobering one. And yet, it's a good one. So I don't want you to be cast down with it. But I want you to think seriously about yourself. Nobody else. Nobody's accountable. I can't be accountable for you. You can't be accountable for me. But you can be for yourself.
Amen.
So I'd like to write something on the board. When the heart stops, life ends.
That's right.
I'd like to start out with, have you ever been to a track race or a foot race? When they come around the last corner and they are hitting that ribbon across, there's only one that wins. There's been times there have been very close calls, and they have cameras now to designate who indeed was that final one. But it is final. When that ribbon is hit, it's final. The racetrack that has the cars that go awfully fast. When they're rounding that last turn and that finish flag is waved, that black checkered flag, it's over. It's completely over. If you had messed up, if you had done a wrong timing here, a lack of timing there, too much time dawdling here, it's over. It's over. You know, we're all in our own race. And when the heart stops, life ends. There's a checkered flag for you.
Right.
And it's sobering to think that we start out with life, the heartbeat of a embryo, it starts very early. I think within first 6 weeks of conception. I'm not sure the detail on that. But it starts very early, doesn't it? And if that child is brought forth in birth, delivered in birth, and it dies as a ripe old age, it will beat over 3 billion times. That's a sobering thought. Because if the Lord chose for it to stop, when it stops, it stops.
That's true.
They do have measures that bring them back, but when it stops, it stops. And sometimes those are not successful, but eventually, I've never seen a 1,000-year-old man. I've not seen too many 100-year-old men or women. But there comes an end of life for every one of us. And when the heart stops, life ends. So I ask you this morning to ask yourself, if I'm sitting here in this pew and my heart would stop right now, am I satisfied with the end result? Well, I'm telling you, the Lord has a heart, a desire for your end result. And I'd like to start out with Hebrews, the 9th chapter and the 27th verse.
Yes.
Once you are born, you will die. That's it. You will die. Unless the Lord comes in his glory and some are caught up with him in the air. But if you are born, you will die. The 27th chapter says, as it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment. There's the checkered flag. You will die. And where is your end going to be? Are you satisfied with your end? Are you satisfied with the life that you've been living right now? You know, there are times when I'm sure Brother Jeff has serious moments when he thinks, will I wake up in the morning? Will my heart stop? But do you know all of us have that? We have heard of people that woke up and their spouse was gone in the night.
That's right.
Had no idea there wasn't a struggle, but the heart stopped. And when the heart stops, life ends. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter.
Yes.
In the 8th verse, it says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. We don't really have death announcements like we have birth announcements, do we? When we have a child that is born, we are excited and eager to tell everyone we have a new baby at our house. And it's a wonderful thing. I'm not trying to discount that. But even better than that is your end, if it's victorious.
Yeah, that's right.
If your end is victorious, you've made it. I heard someone say, you've made it if it's by 2 centimeters or 2 miles. It doesn't matter. Did you make it? And you know, there are times when you see that checkered flag and someone is fully in the lead. And then there's times that it's just a fraction. And that's what it means by those who are saved in that 11th hour or 11:59, barely making it, but they win just the same. That penny was for those who had worked all day and those who had worked very little. The penny was the same. The finish line was the same. And I'm here to tell you, when the heart stops, life ends. And where is your end going to be? Are you happy with your end? If it would end right now, are you happy with that? Are you satisfied with that? When you lay down on your bed at night and you reflect on the day, are you happy with the day? Are you happy with how you feel toward the Lord? Lord, have you ever been when you're in an unsafe position and a storm rolls through, it's like, Lord, don't take me tonight. I'm not ready to go. There's a fear there. But you know, all of us need to understand that when the heart stops, life ends. And that could be for any of us, any day, any time, any hour. But the Lord had something in mind with that too. Jeremiah 29:11 is very quoted, especially this time of year, with graduations, etc. But the Lord has something in mind for you. When that checker flag is waved over you, the Lord has a delight in knowing you've won. And He has a desire in knowing that you've won. And He will do everything He can to make sure that you've won. Because He gave His life on Calvary to make sure you would win. Are you happy with that? Are you applying that? Is it in your life? For when the heart stops, life ends. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you an end of hope, to give you an end that is final and victorious, to give you an end with Him in eternity. What a wonderful thought. I'm so thankful for that. I'm so glad that we can have an end that's successful, that smiles and says, yes, they made it to glory. That takes the sting out of that death, Brother Carl. You understand that indeed, I missed that loved one, but they made it. They made it. And we should rejoice in that even more than the birth of them. If they have made it, what that constitutes for us is we have a treasure over there waiting for us. We have something special over there waiting for us. Now, I got to get myself there too. I cannot do it by myself. I'm going to have the hope of that great salvation, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brother Paul had something to say about this. 2 Timothy 4:7.
Yeah.
And this is what I want for each one of us. This is what, when the Lord said to have an expected end, that's what He was saying. I have a successful end for you.
Right.
I have a winning streak for you that will leap over into life eternal. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul saw this. But you know, many times we don't. We don't. We don't know when our end will be. Some will be in a valley of affliction, and they know, unless the Lord heals miraculously, it will end in death. But then there are others who are taken suddenly, who had not a clue that today was their last day. This moment was their last moment. For when the heart stops, life ends. But it says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Do you know that's a wonderful thing to lay on your bed at night thinking about? Saying today was a good day. It was a successful day. And I said, by the grace of God, the right things. And if you haven't, get it taken care of as soon as possible.
Yes.
Because you don't know when your life will end. Yes. You don't know when that checkered flag will drop for you. But this sounds like a winner to me. Doesn't it to you? I have fought a good fight.
Yes.
I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And then in Revelations, the first chapter and the eighth verse, this is the greatest of comfort to me. I love it. I'm glad to be a child of God. Revelations 1 and 8. It says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He brought me my first breath. I'll give him my last. He was at the, if you ever, the birth of a baby, how do they know to breathe? And if they don't breathe, they will not live. Those are things that the Lord gave. He gave life. It's so miraculous. It's so beautiful. It's so precious. And then he takes it. Let it be beautiful. Let it be precious. Let it be that he had in mind for your beginning and he had in mind for your end. And if you will follow him and be with him, he will be there when you come to the altar and say, Lord, I give everything to you. And then he can be with you when you draw that last breath, whether it be in affliction or suddenly. When the heart stops, life ends. The Lord is interested in your successful end. That's why I said this is a sobering thought, and yet it's a very hopeful thought. The Lord has something in mind for you. Do you know he has something in mind for every living being on this earth?
Yes.
You know, I can go to town, and I know maybe one or two. You might see somebody in Walmart, you know. If you get out of your community, usually in your community, you know quite a few people. But it doesn't take long for me to start seeing people I don't know. And the amazing part is the Lord made them every one. He loved them every one. And I can just be in my little state of Alabama. Then you just expand that to the United States, to North America, to the whole world. And the Lord made every one of them. And he loved every one of them. And he has an expected end for every one of them if they will trust in him. Isn't that a great God?
Yes.
Isn't that an awesome God? Isn't that a wonderful God? And then when you back it back down, he did it just for me.
Yes.
For me. I'm responsible for me. I can't save the whole world. I can't save myself, but I know a God who can.
Yes.
I have a Savior who can, and run to him. Run to him with your anything that's in between the Alpha and the Omega. Do you know life has its rough times? It has its ups. It has its downs. It has its ins. It has its outs. And it's not fun sometimes.
Yes.
And it's hard. But the Lord said, I'll be with you in the Alpha and the Omega of it. I'll be with you in the beginning and the ending of it. I will be with you when it starts, and I will be with you when it's over with. And our life is indeed a fragile thread. And I want you to understand that when the heart stops, life ends. I desire that you pray for me.